see it.
What was the difference between the two nights?
Well, we won one and lost one.
That I saw.
You know what? We scored some goals on Friday. I think that's the biggest thing is that, you know, when you look at when we've lost, we've scored 1-0, 1-2. When we win, we're going to get to 3 or 4. And that's a bottom line in hockey that, you know, it's almost the first 1 of 3 wins. And, you know, Friday we scored 5 on 5 goals. Saturday we didn't have any. And I think that was probably the most disappointing that, you know, you start the game and Mike Riley gets tossed 3 minutes in. Obviously that has a bit of an impact. But we killed it off and I thought we were sitting in pretty good shape. And, you know, I think probably the biggest disappointment for me was not at least getting a tie out of it. And, you know, it's a tie late in the game and 3 minutes to go. And, you know, you're sitting there thinking, well, we played BC last year, we won and tied. So if we go out there and win and tie, it's not all bad. But giving up a goal late, I think that's probably the most disappointing thing for me.
Does it help your players getting into conference games where there's a little more familiarity?
Well, you start to have a little bit more familiarity. There's no question that, you know, we played Michigan State 4 times. We played them the 2 previous years before that. It seems weird still to be in conference play so late. You're used to previous years where you're getting into conference plays, at least some games in October. So it begins now. We only have the 2 games, and then we break. We know it's going to be a difficult series. Hildebrandt's a really good goaltender. I think we scored 8 goals in 4 games against them last year. We were 2-0-2, and every game was a 1-goal game, and I expect much the same this weekend.
Vitting got his first 2 of the year on Friday. He said that he felt like it was overdue. Can a game like that maybe help him kind of get rolling a little bit?
Who's that?
Vinny.
Vinny's a guy that we need to take a step. You could see it coming in practice that you know, he looked better. You see him score some goals. It was great to see him pick up a couple goals on Friday night. You know, against a good quality team, too, I think, as a player, it makes you feel better. So, certainly in Travis's absence, so he's moved into that role, into that slot. And we need him to produce, and like, you know, a few other guys. I mean, that's the one area of our team right now that our 5-on-5 goal differential, our goals 4, is down by about 1 goal a game. And, you know, that makes a big difference for you.
Speaking of Travis, last week he practiced. Is he ready to come back this week?
Well, we'll know better after today's practice. He practiced again yesterday. He's going to practice today, and we leave tomorrow. So after practice today, we'll have to make a decision whether we feel that he can play Friday, or even if, you know, there's a good chance that he can play Saturday. I don't think there's no chance for him to play. There's no point in bringing him. We got a little sore last weekend, but we're hoping that we can get some time out of him this weekend, and then he'll have another month off before we play, and when he comes back after Christmas, he should be back to 100%.
Everyone else